Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org.
The idea of moving into the city of Syracuse continues to gain momentum, as evidenced by hundreds of people who wanted a firsthand look at some of the apartments now or soon to be available downtown. Some of the featured properties have some history in our town.
Oak Knitting Mill was originally built in 1900. It was a knitting mill where they made women's underwear, believe it or not. At one time, there was 150 employees in the building, and as the business moved out of Syracuse, over years, it became a warehouse and other various uses, but my partner Tim Lynn and I bought the building, and we completed what's known as a Certified Historic Redevelopment Project.
Joe Gamm says there are 38 units in the Oak Knitting Mill, more than three-quarters of them already leased. The units in the building, just north of Franklin Square Park, show exposed old brick, along with new appliances, flooring, and other modern finishes. Gamm feels like his project fits in with the evolution and growth of downtown.
It's going to be an interesting next 5 years, I think, for Franklin Square and really Syracuse as a whole. I think one of the biggest things right now on the docket is 81. A lot of talk is focused around downtown and around SU with 81, but the DOT wants to do something in around this Franklin Square area. I think if that is avoided in the continued growth with the Inner Harbor, I really think this area is going to be the place to be.
The developers of the Iron Pier apartments also see their project on the west side of the Inner Harbor as part of positive change.
This is the way to have the connection between Franklin Square and Destiny and the north side that's not been here before. From our perspective, you start to create, you know, the density, and we're kind of capitalizing on what has happened over, you know, 30, 40 years of people's efforts to really create this what it is.
Core Development Leasing Vice President Vince Claps says the building, new construction you might have seen a few blocks south of Destiny, is finally helping start Inner Harbor growth. It will include 112 apartments, as well as restaurants, other retail, and an open space market for small vendors. The Downtown Living Tour gave Claps a look at who his residents might be.
After today, it kind of reaffirmed some of my thoughts, is that I think our tenants will be on both ends of the spectrum. You'll have the young professionals, and you'll have the older professionals that may be empty nesters, as well as the, you know, true empty nesters or retirees that are looking for, you know, less maintenance.
Some people on the tour told me they were actively checking out apartments with every intention to lease one, while others were just interested in the notion and checking out the various new or redevelopment projects. The Downtown Committee puts on the tour and also included stops at the State Tower Building, Tallman Block and Grange X apartments, and several others. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
You can hear more WAER News content here on NPR One and at WAER.org.